Becker and the Giants pregame show with Travis Danker. And Travis, of course, responsible for the only run in the game last night. And it was that first inning home run that was the difference. Can you take us through that at bat?
I had a bat that I wanted to use. Turned out that it wasn't feeling good in my hands with the batting gloves that I had. And so I had one of the guys taped it for me. And I grabbed that one, and I just walked up to the plate. I didn't even see any pitches the guy threw to Antoine. I walked up there, and I thought I hit a fastball, and it turns out the first pitch was a changeup, and the next pitch was a changeup. And I thought it was a fastball, honestly. And thank God, because anyway, ended up hitting it pretty good, and, you know, the wind here took it out. I honestly don't even think it was the wind. I think it was the crowd and the adrenaline and stuff like that.
Can you talk about the excitement of playing in a playoff game that was so close like that, 1-0, where one play, one mistake can mean the difference in the game?
Oh, wow. I mean, honestly, one of the best feelings. And that, I mean, this is another step for my little notch on my belt, you know, more for experience-wise. I've never played in a playoff game. I'm in high school. But I had a chance in 05, our high A team with the Dodgers. We made it, and I couldn't play. But just the whole excitement of being there. Oh, my. Just the excitement and the whole adrenaline going through. I mean, it's like a different thing you can't even imagine. It's not even like – it's a normal game when it comes down to it, but there's it's definitely more important. Definitely more important. It's so exciting, you know. I mean, one mistake could have cost this game. And our guys, we played great defense, and we pitched unbelievable. You know, I mean, our pitching kept us in the ballgame the whole game.
What were you seeing out of Paul Aceguera from your second base vantage point?
Just he looked like the same. I saw him throw when we were in Lancaster, and he was the same guy. He didn't try to do anything that he doesn't do. He just seemed like, I don't know, I haven't seen him too much, maybe a couple times, but he seemed like he was just the same guy. He didn't go out there and try to do too much, and it turned out he pitched probably one of the better games he's thrown. I'm sure he's thrown better, but he threw so good last night. I was really excited about it. He did a really good job.
You're obviously a big story here at the end of the California League season because of the trade. How did that all develop? How were you told, and what was your reaction when you found out?
I was living at home, and I live in Brea, California, and I was living at home commuting every day, driving with Charlie Huff pretty much every day. And probably for a week, I was driving my car, and I drive out there, you know, it's like a 45-minute drive. Get into the clubhouse, and the trainer's like, "Hey, Dave Collins wants to see you." And I said, "I'm like, what, am I in trouble? What did I do this time?" So I'm just kidding. But I walk in there, and he's like, "Hey, you know, the organization's trying to make, you know, made some moves." And I'm like, "Well, what the heck? I'm like, what the heck's going on, you know?" And he was like, "You were a player to be named later in the Mark Sweeney trade." And I said, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah, we did actually see Mark Sweeney on TV that same day, watching him in the clubhouse." And they're like, they were talking about the player to be named later. And turns out I was it, like, right after that. And he said, you know, call Bobby Evans. And so they gave me his number. I called him right away. And I'm just excited to be a Giant, you know. And it's just a great opportunity, you know. I feel like I'm wanted here, you know. And I didn't feel like I wasn't wanted over there, but I feel like when someone trades you, they want you a little more, you know, kind of thing. So it really feels good to be where you're wanted.
I imagine it's a difficult adjustment to make the transition from another organization, but was it especially tough to have to do it so late in the season and a playoff push coming up as well?
Yeah, I mean, the team down there in Inland, I mean, we battled all year, you know. They're a good group of guys. I've been playing with those guys for 5 years, pretty much that whole team, pretty much 5 years. And late in the season, I don't think it would have mattered if it was in the beginning of the season. And I mean, those guys are basically my brothers, you know. And leaving those guys was the hardest thing, I think, for me was to have to leave those guys. But, you know, I think it's a new chapter, you know, and I just, you know, move on. And it's really, this is a, you know, it's a game and a business, you know, too. So you really, you kind of almost expect things like that to happen. You kind of prepare yourself, even though, you know, it might not happen real well, but you try to prepare yourself, you know, earlier on, and turns out that that's what happened, and I'm over here, and I like it over here. I love it over here. So
now you are a Southern California guy. You said you grew up in, or you're living in Brea, which is Orange County. Did you grow up a Dodger fan, an Angels fan? What was that like for you?
My first ball game was in Angel Stadium, and I was an Angel fan ever since. And then not like a diehard, just an Angel fan, because they're only like 5 minutes away from my house. And probably my second game was watching the Dodgers, probably the Dodgers. My dad would take me to Dodger games. He liked Dodger Stadium, so we always went down there. And my first game, Delino DeShields hit a home run. It was the only run of the game. It was 1-0. I think both teams threw a two-hitter or something like that. And I got his autograph before the game, and that was my first, you know, real game. So it was a Dodger game, but definitely I'm an Angel fan.
So I imagine quite pleased with that World Series result in 2002 on the other side for those Angels.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, those are my boys. I mean, I grew up watching all those guys, and my favorite player was Garrett Anderson, still is, and I was fortunate enough to meet him this year. Don't ask me why he's my favorite player. I don't know, because we're nothing similar. So, but yeah, definitely. Those are my boys, and I love those guys, and went to all those games throughout high school and stuff.
Finally, you're back. You're here in San Jose in the Giants organization, getting a chance to play for Len Sicada. And I know it's only been about a week and a half, but you know, he was a major league second baseman. You're a second baseman. Have you already been able to pick up on some things from him?
Yeah, he talked to me a couple days ago about I had some double play turning not issues, but just things that I could work on. You know, more like I had too much in my arsenal that probably wasn't all polished out. And he just told me, you know, just simplify and go to what works, you know, and what's comfortable. And, you know, that really helped a lot, because, I mean, definitely when you're comfortable and the things you're doing, it works, you know, and you're practicing the things that you're going to use in the game. And I thought that talk was awesome, you know, and I'm really fortunate enough for him to be my manager.
All right. Well, Travis, congratulations on the home run yesterday, and good luck the rest of the playoffs.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Travis Danker, and that'll do it for tonight's Giants pregame show.